I the standpoint of women in the everyday world. In previous chapters I began to define the distinctive standpoint of women and to explore the problematic yielded by that standpoint. Here I am concerned with the methods of thinking that will realize the project of a sociology for women. The chapter is built on a series of encounters between sociologist or subject, or between two and one. One is always the subject whose subjectivity as organizer of her knowledge is imperiled by the text's two might or does write in political or intellectual contexts. Alternative methods of thinking in methods of writing sociological texts are explored in the context of dilemmas and problems posed in these encounters. The fulcrum of a sociology for women is the standpoint of a subject. A sociology for women preserves the presence of subjects as knowers and as actors. It does not transform subjects into the objects of study or make use of conceptual devices for eliminating the active presence of subjects. Its methods of thinking and its analytic procedures must preserve the presence of the active and experiencing subject. A sociology is a systematically developed knowledge of society and social relations. The knower who is construed in the sociological texts of a